as authorized jobs are out. Now, we're cutting jobs out all over the department from old activities and giving those to manpower. And the only way we get the rest of them is to reorganize and cut out a lot of the goddamn facts. You know, it's the thing that I think has been properly explained to you, sir, by Joe and by Jim Gaither, who were in on this thing for weeks and weeks.
Yes, I think Gaither feels as bailed us. I have not talked to him, but I talked to Zwick, and Zwick said that he had discussed this some time ago. He said that there's not anything in his instructions that requires anything like this.
No instructions, but Charlie thought this was a great idea.
Yes, I think Charlie.
No mistake or not, sir. I saw Charlie today for a minute over at the White House on another matter when I was there with Joe and this man Chicago thing, and Charlie said this reorganization was something that's very sensible and imaginative and save a lot of money, a lot of jobs. But hell, look at when the boss gives the signal, you follow them.
That's right.
And we'll have to unravel again.
Yes, you sure will. And
I got in this morning, sir, and this afternoon I found that all the employees were being brought together in the Interdepartmental Auditorium, and I went down and explained this thing to them, you know, what it means and what we expect their cooperation, their understanding. We want to do this job in an efficient way, in an economic way. We want to serve the people and get the services to them, but we've got to do it just as efficiently.
Well, I had people discuss it with me, and I told them it would not happen in my administration. It's not going to, period.
Okay, well.
And I told Joe to tell Works that. And he tells me he has. And since I got his memorandum, I called him to locate him in a restaurant. He said he not only made it clear to Works, but he made it very clear to you that the president did not want this to happen.
Joe made it very clear to me, and I passed that on to Bill. Now, I don't know whether Joe told him directly, but that doesn't matter, because I told him what Joe told me. There was no equivocation on it.
Well,
all right. I don't know where Bill is out in Chicago, I believe.
Well, if you can reach him, you better tell him that this is no go. And you can get your employees back together, because I have said during my administration it's not going to be done. I'm not going to be here very much longer, but while I'm here, I'm going to be here.
Then we better tear that goddamn memorandum of June up, telling us to be imaginative and good managers and be efficient, be economical.
Well, that doesn't order you to do things that the president reviews and tells you not to do.
That's
you
right.
Can still be honest, but and imaginative, and still not do something he tells you is against his policy.
I agree.
And
should have gone ahead and done the goddamn thing weeks ago.
No, Bill should have told me what he planned to do, and if I told him no, I'd do it, and he'd start out and do something else.
That's different. Yes. Well, I'll be in touch with him. Not tonight. I'll be in touch with him first thing in the morning, and we'll unravel it. I don't know how, but I'll talk it over with him.
I don't imagine it's gone very far in 24 hours, because I told him some time ago not to do it. And it's not going to be done if I have to get a cotton picker up here and put him Secretary of Labor. It's just not going to be done.
It's funny you say that. We won't do it, but Jim Gaither and Joe a month ago.
They're not president, and both of them, when the first time they mentioned it to me.
Well, they should have mentioned it sooner.
They mentioned it to me several weeks ago, I told them the answer is a loud, clear, positive no.
They should have passed that along a long time ago, because it was last week when Joe mentioned me. I don't know what the date I got in my memo or my diary someplace. But I don't know when the hell it was, but I do know weeks and weeks of this went along, and they both thought it was a great idea.
I don't want to pass on the wisdom of any individual idea that a man might have. I just know this, that this is October the 22nd, and we've got November and December. And I don't propose to have these reorganizations by bureaus or departments or anything else the last 60 days when we've had 6 years to do it. And I think you'll make laughing stock out of us. And I don't want any part of it. And I've told them that, and I've told them to tell every other bureau that. Now, that's it.
I'll see Bill first.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, bud.
Bye-bye.